worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Danielle, Ben Crenshaw.
Ben, we have finally made it. After months of counting down to Century Tournament of Champions, we're actually in day three of the tournament. We're starting off this beautiful Saturday, January 9th, and my goodness, Bill Coore, Ben Crenshaw, you have done an absolutely spectacular job. It looked beautiful last year. It is so hard, it looks like, this year. These guys are experiencing your course as it's grown in and looking fabulous. Of course, I've got a fabulous show for you on this mostly cloudy day with the trade winds, possibly variable winds, possibly sea breezes. It's going to be an interesting day on the golf course today. The high today, about 83 degrees. And the winds, by the way, just 5 to 10 miles an hour, sometimes still. So we just don't know what we're going to get. Be prepared for just about anything on course and have a great day when you get out to play your round of golf. And then when you get home, you turn on Golf Channel and you'll be able to watch Century Tournament of Champions, and the views are absolutely spectacular. My show today, Ben Hongo checking in, Alex Nakajima from, of course, Kapalua Resort. We've got Alex Urban, he's the executive director, Century Tournament of Champions. Stephanie Smith, vice president, marketing and brand management, Century Insurance. Pete McPartland, he's the chairman of the board, president and CEO, Century Insurance. And Mark Rolfing, analyst and on-course reporter, Golf Channel. You've heard him if you've been watching Golf Channel, giving us the insight about the whale action. It's been so cool to see the whales breaching. And Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK and host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. So we're going to bring them all in slowly, of course, not all at one time, starting off with Mark and Bob after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf in beautiful Kaneohe. Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua. MD Restoration, floods, broken water pipes, 24/7 cleanup. And RCM Construction for concrete spalling repairs.
And now let's take it right away from that wonderful gentleman who's taking care of our sponsors in such a good way. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. And is this the 22nd Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua? And we've got Bob Bupka, the voice of golf in the UK, that is on Talk Sport and host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Hey, Mark, is this the 22nd or the 23rd?
Well, I think it's 22nd. The first one was 99. The last math I've done would make this one the 22nd. But been a long run. You know, PGA Tour events, don't typically stay at sites for a real long time. There's only a few that are kind of iconic. Pebble Beach, you know, for one, Muirfield Village, a few like that. And I think Kapalua is kind of getting into that category now.
I think so, too. And it absolutely looks amazing the way this golf course has just, the grass has dug in. It's giving a lot of people some problems. Bob, you're watching, of course, we're not there. This is, you know, the 21st year for me, and I'm not there, and it feels very strange. On Thursday, I would have gotten on the plane, you know, getting settled in and going to the media center and seeing everybody. Bob Bupka, doesn't it feel weird?
Well, let me simulate what I would feel every Saturday for the last 20 years. I can see myself walking down into the cart barn. I get down where the broadcasting is taking place. I see Mark Rolfing sitting there. I see Danielle Tucker sitting there. I see Rick Gray running all the controls. He gives me a headset. I put it on. And golly, guess what happened? I start crying because I'm not there. I'm not there. Hey, Mark, let me say one thing. You know, I thought I enjoyed coming and working with you every year. I consider it a real honor. I had no idea the thrill it was, and I'm missing it. But boy, the work you're doing on TV, I feel you're taking the viewers, Mark, and you're bringing them right to the plantation course. What a job you've been doing. What a job.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much. We miss you guys. I can't tell you how much, you know, personally, the relationships that I've developed with over the years, when people ask me a year from now, you know, what will I have missed most during the pandemic and the restart in PGA Tour golf? And right at the top of my list will be no patrons at the Masters and no Danielle Tucker Golf Club show in the media center on Saturday morning at Century. It's not right. This is the only year we're ever going to do this, Danielle.
I'm so glad. You just made my day. I think I'm blushing. You know, I just was thinking about the way what Bob said, that you are making Hawaii real. You know, it was so cute. The one of the announcers, the commentators on Golf Central, she was saying about how, you know, we always call you Mr. Hawaii, right? Because you've always represented the islands, and you were the man who made the plantation course the tournament of champions. Stop. You did it. It was your energy. You're pooling together all the people that you could find that you could understand the brilliance of it. And so then she called you the king of Hawaii, and I went, oh. We've now elevated Mark to king. And when I told Mark about it, his comeback was, no, the it's King Kamehameha. I'm not the king of the island. I thought that was great.
Well, I get way more credit than I'm due. You know, the job I've done out here primarily has been to be a cheerleader. And, you know, Hawaii has so many great natural resources. It's just a phenomenal place, not only the physical attributes, but the people are absolutely incredible. And, you know, what this community has done to be able to pull off this event. I was standing there Monday by the first tee looking at 8 of the top 9 players in the world. 8 of the top 9 getting ready to tee off for practice rounds. And I thought, this is an unbelievable achievement to have that quality of a field in the middle of a pandemic.
I am. I actually can pick up for Mark. 8 of the 9 top players in the world. It's only a tribute to Century, to the PGA Tour, and Jay Monahan. And the one thing I say constantly about the plantation course, because of all the golf courses in the world, the plantation course is the one that you could play without a golf ball and still have a tremendous outing. Just walking the hallowed ground of the plantation course and the amazing work of Ben Crenshaw and Bill Kaur with that oversee by Mark Ralphing. They would come to Mark, what about a bunker here? Mark would say, wait a minute, and he would fine tune it. I mean, it's incredible. The renovation has come out so well. That it really is a tribute to the place. It's a tribute to the event. And Pete McPartland, you did one hell of a job on TV yesterday. I got to compliment you on that.
Yeah, I was really taken. There's so much we're going to talk to him about, what they're doing for our Maui community, in addition to what they're doing for communities across the United States. Their commitment to giving back is huge. And I think there's something about the Wisconsin, a sense of family that's so similar to the Hawaii sense of family that, you know, I know this sounds trite at this point, we've heard it so long, but we're in this together. Well, we protect each other. In Hawaii, it's families protecting each other. And that's why we don't mind wearing masks. We're protecting each other. We're protecting ourselves. We're protecting the person next to us. We have to stay socially distanced in a culture that wants to hug and give hugs and kisses, and that's just the way we are. You know, men, women, everybody, honey. You know, but we just have to stand back and know that our love is coming through strong. Speaking of coming through strong, how about Harris English at the top of the leaderboard? 14 under par. And, it's just by two strokes over Justin Thomas, Daniel Berger, Colin Morikawa, Ryan Palmer. We haven't even gotten to Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau. There's Xander Schauffele, Brandon Todd, Sung Jae Im, Patrick Reed. There's three strokes off and back of English and tied for six. It's a super stacked leaderboard, but these guys aren't having an easy time. I was just looking at Justin Thomas, okay? Justin Thomas in the long grass, that deep, thick, long, sticky grass that you know that grows up and everybody, all the animals love to eat it. but the ball was found. He made a par, which looked like it was going to be a bogey for sure. And then on the next hole, he gets it in, out of bounds. I'm sorry. And then from out of bounds, I think he went into the bunker. I had to go back to work. And yet he's keeping himself at the top. It's a really tough course. Let's see, Mark, are you here?
I am back in.
Yeah, I think you have to stay in one place, Mark.
When somebody's finally figured out a way to shut me up.
No. We don't want you to shut up. We want you to keep talking.
All right, you got me back.
Okay, so when you were watching Justin Thomas yesterday in the long grass, and then when he went out of bounds, he finally straightened himself out yesterday, got back into contention. He's ferocious.
Yeah, he's an amazing player. I thought he was shooting one or two over par yesterday. It looked like he was chopping wood out there. You know, he was walking slowly and kind of had his head down and didn't have the normal pep and bounce in his step that he has. But it just shows me an amazing golfer he is, that he could play that way. And then at the end of the day, you add up his score and he has shot four under par. That's how good he is. And that's the kind of feeling he has on that course. He's having trouble, though, Danielle, with a couple of shots. It'll be very interesting for me today to see what he does at the 13th tee. That's one of the holes that I call yesterday. He hit it left into the hazard there, as we saw, hit a terrible shot, could not find the ball. The day before, he had hit it to the right into the native grass. And somehow, miraculously, Dustin Johnson's brother, the caddy, stepped on it, and they found that one. But he's got to figure out how to hit that tee shot at 13. I think he ought to lay it up.
Yeah, I absolutely. When he went over out of bounds, wasn't that after 13, or was that 13 as well?
Yeah, no, that was 13 as well. So Webb Simpson actually had trouble at 13, and then he hit it out at 14. So, yeah, there's a little stretch there that's playing quite tough. Those holes normally aren't as tough as they've been.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what someone was saying. You know, like, this course has gotten hard. just watching, I thought it was funny watching Justin Thomas's caddy, and it's kind of fun when it's so quiet. I mean, I love the spectators, but when it's so quiet that you can hear a caddy's reaction, oh, Justin. You know, it's like, oh, Justin.
We've had a few reactions that we've heard that have been a little worse than that, though. It's amazing, the audio. You're right. When there's no people out there and no other sort of noise going on, you can hear everything they're saying. And there's been some not so good words coming out of a few guys' mouths, especially DeChambeau.
Oh, well, he's not. I can see why he's not happy. We're going to get to DeChambeau. I want to talk about Xander Schauffele because he played brilliantly 1-2 years ago, right? And then last year he lost in that playoff to Justin Thomas. And what was that about? He and his caddy reenacted the two-putt that he could have been victorious, but instead he two-putted and lost?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Xander the day he arrived here, which was on Sunday, and, you know, he was telling me about his bout with COVID and the fact that he had had quite a bit of time to reflect for 10 days with nothing over the holiday. He was totally quieting, and I think one of the things he really kept pondering was that a playoff last year. I mean, he, you know, that was his tournament to win. And once he had a year to think about it, he really decided he needed to kind of get it off his chest. And so the first thing he did was go down to the 18th green, put a little tee over where the cup was and put his ball down where it was and see if he could two-putt it. And sure enough, he could. But it's a little different when the camera's rolling and the trophy keeps giving out.
Yeah, I loved what he said. I you're supposed to forget those things. In this world, we're supposed to forget in this world of golf. So now to Bryson DeChambeau. When I heard that he hasn't blacked out yet, I didn't understand. What are they talking about in his practice? He's not blacking out. I don't understand. So he works out so hard that he almost passes out?
Yeah, I mean, we showed a little rip yesterday of some of his practice swings, Danielle. First of all, he's got the world's loudest practice swing. You know, most players take a practice swing before they hit a shot just simply to get a little feel for the club, and it's not a full-on practice swing. But his is just a swing that is absolutely as hard as the one he's going to use to hit the ball. And I just don't understand how he can keep doing that. You would think eventually he would just keel over and pass out. But he pushes the limit. I walked a hole with him the other day, and we talked philosophically about what he was going to do. I said, "What are you going to do out here, Bryce?" And he said, "I'm going to try and hit it as hard as I can and then try and hit it harder than that." Like, okay, well, what's harder than as hard as he can? Well, it's something in his mind.
And so what is his swing speed now?
Oh, my heavens. No, it's not in the 150-mile-an-hour range yet, but it's pretty hot up there in the 130. It's not so much swing speed for Bryson, though, as it is ball speed. That's where he gets his incredible distance. He's figured out the exact launch angle, the exact spin rate that he wants, and he's getting a ball speed of well over 200 miles an hour. That's the key for him.
Wow.
Hey, Danielle.
Miles an hour. Yes, Bob. Let me just think about that while you tell us.
Well, you know what I worry about when I watch Bryson out on the plantation course as he takes those practice swings? I said, good golly, if that head comes off that driver, it's probably going to land in Honolulu.
Or hit somebody. Yeah.
I mean, he's added a refreshing element to the game. A lot more people are talking about it. And what a game it is. And just quickly to go back to Justin Thomas, and I'm sure some of the motivation for Mark to think so highly of Justin Thomas. His grandfather was a club pro. His father was a club pro. And now, he, as the grandson, he's a PGA champion. Wow. I mean, one sport, blending a family together to that degree is just simply marvelous to be part of.
It is, absolutely. We need to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to bring in, from Wisconsin, we have our wonderful Pete McPartland, the president and CEO of Century, the title sponsor of Century Tournament of Champions, and Stephanie Smith, vice president of marketing and brand Century Insurance. We'll bring them in after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Take it off. You're in the next segment.
Danielle Tucker, return to the golf club. After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shin Daibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU 2200 I generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
We've got one of the best people in the world for you to go to when you have problems with your cement, that pieces seem to be coming off and you quite can't understand what in the world is going on. What does Spalling cracks in your cement walls? That's what's happening. The cement is coming apart from the rebar. It can happen in floors, in ceilings, and that. What does it have in common with termite infestation? Well, if you don't do anything about it, it simply gets worse, and then it's more expensive to repair. So what's the answer? You get in touch with Richard Mulgram, RCM Construction, for over 30 years. They have repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks. They find the leaks. They stop the leaks. It's not obvious sometimes where that leak is coming from. It's leaking in one room. The leak is coming from two doors down. The water finds a way. So RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. RCM Construction, 864-9520.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing is with us, golf analyst and golf commentator, and Pete McPartland, president and CEO and board chairman, by the way. Welcome into the clubhouse. And Stephanie Smith, vice president of marketing and brand management, Century Insurance. Welcome in, Stephanie.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Pete, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
So
I've
good.
I've got a headset. I'm getting adjusted to it. Sorry about that.
No problem at all. I totally understand equipment and the problems it can cause.
And the use.
Yeah. Stephanie, you're on island. Are you enjoying?
Danielle, I wish I were on island. I am not, actually. I am back in Wisconsin as well. A COVID in our family kept me away, and so I'm watching this on television like everybody else and enjoying it thoroughly.
Isn't it beautiful? I mean, the coverage is spectacular, and the golf course has really grown in. It looks amazing. And so Pete, is Century World under snow?
Well, a little bit. Mild snow for us. I would say 6 or 7 inches, and it's a balmy, very comfortable, I would say low 20s these days. So everything is perfect in Wisconsin weather-wise. It's as good as we have a right to expect.
You know, when you say balmy, 20 degrees, I was looking at it's just like balmy. we'd be all frozen.
I have to tell you, so being in Wisconsin and watching this on TV the last few days, I had forgotten what a visual spectacular it is on TV. I mean, it's incredible when you're there, but I'd forgotten just how, what an assault of the senses Kapalua Golf Course in this tournament is on TV. It just, I don't know how anyone, whether they're a golf fan or not, if they're flipping their dial in the darkness of the Northeast or the Midwest one night and come across this tournament, I don't know how they don't stay mesmerized by it. It's
nope.
Such a visual.
They're not switching the channel. That is really good.
I think you're right, Mark.
Our rating for the first round was up 35% over last year. That is a gigantic number, 35%. Uh-huh. And you're right. It's interesting. You know, the Century Tournament of Champions was one of the great PGA Tour events of the year. It's not the Masters, but I'll tell you, it is becoming appointment TV. You know, people now know that the first week of the year, don't plan on doing anything at night back on the mainland because you can watch Maui and Century TSC. It's really become kind of appointment TV.
I love it.
I believe it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I want to really thank you on behalf of everybody in the islands and Maui in particular for your incredible commitment to Maui through your Century Insurance Foundation. The donations to the two most important charities right now, the Maui Aloha United Way and the Maui Food Bank, $250,000.
Right.
You've donated to the Maui Food Bank. Thank you so much.
Our absolute pleasure, and it's a no-brainer on our part, to be honest with you, Danielle.
You got together with Maui Mayor Victorino and talked with him?
We did, yes. And we had kind of an ongoing dialogue with Mayor Mike, as I call him. But I would tell you that a year ago, when we were kind of zeroing in on extending our commitment to the tournament, It came into sharper focus for us. I think Stephanie can pick up on this pretty well, that we're in this for the long haul, and we had an opportunity to really make a difference on the island in ways that we hadn't thought of within a more of a traditional kind of arrangement as a tournament sponsor. So we kind of really upped our desire to understand more deeply the island, and even beyond Mayor Mike, Alex Urban, who's our tournament director, I believe you may have had him on, or if not, you probably should have him on, and the Rolfings, Mark and Demi. I'm not to flatter Mark if he's still on or not, but Mark and Demi have been real, I call it, seeing eye dogs in a sense for us, helping us understand Maui, the culture, the needs, the people, and we just have gotten... And we're now entering our fourth year, Danielle, kind of swept away with Maui and the people, and have grown to see it no differently than we see our own community of Stevens Point, where our headquarters is at this point. So stepping up on things like the Maui Food Bank, the United Way, which, of course, vets all these not-for-profits so effectively. I mean, those are just natural extensions of how we look at Maui and how we look at a community that we're very, very committed to and a part of.
Yeah, and this the $250,000 to the Maui Food Bank came on top of the $200,000 that you gave
right.
to the Maui Aloha United Way earlier in the year. And Stephanie, there's so many different ways that you're giving back. I love the concept when you came up with it of getting some of our Maui kids scholarships so they can get the educations they want so they can give back to their community.
Well, education and workforce development has been a priority of Century and the Century Foundation for years. And so, again, another natural extension. We, coming from a small community, small rural community in the Midwest, we know how important it is to grow our own talent. Pete mentioned it's a balmy 28 here. It's a certain kind of person that loves a Wisconsin winter. So we know we need to grow our own talent. And we came to find it's the same on Maui. So important that young people who grow up on the island want to continue their education and then give back to the island. So as of now, our scholarship program is in its third year. We have 8 students on scholarship, some attending a 4-year college, several at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, one actually at Hilo, which is exciting, other students who are pursuing 2-year degrees at Maui College. So And actually, I noticed the other day as I was looking through these, all young women. So very exciting to help these young women have opportunities to continue their education and then come back and give back to their community. When this program's fully in effect, we'll have 12 students on scholarship every year.
That's fantastic. 12 students on scholarship. I love how you said every year. Before we get to years, you know, and Pete, you said, you know, we're looking at years ahead and in for the long haul. Before we do that, there was something that was a lot of fun yesterday to raise money again for Maui Charities, the Aloha Friday Dress for Charity. I was calling it the Dress for Charity Success. And the players had to wear, what was it, $1,000 for each part of their...
Right, exactly, yeah. Up to $4,000 per player if they had, for example, a hat with Hawaiian attire, hat, shirt, let's say pants like Billy Horschel, and then maybe shoes or something else, so...
Yeah, don't forget socks.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I want to tell a little story about yesterday, Danielle, because this is the essence of Century. They are so proactive. They come up with these unbelievably great ideas, and this was totally their idea to do this activation yesterday. And, you know, my job in this whole thing is to kind of be the cheerleader, which is a real easy job in this case, but I sent out a tweet yesterday at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and Debbie Rolfing and I made a very small donation to Hawaii State Junior Golf and prompted people to put on their own aloha attire and send us pictures of them watching at home. And by the time I got off the air at 6 o'clock last night, that was 7 hours later, we had 97,000 people had seen that tweet. 97,000, that is a gigantic number. And it was just a great idea, and it gave everybody a tremendous energy out there yesterday. And all the employees and everybody had so much pride. Everybody was wearing their aloha attire.
Yeah.
Overnight, Danielle, I got the results of Aloha Friday. So we had 24 players participate this year. That's 10 more than last year. I think, you know, if there's a winner, boy, Jason Kokrek had a hat, had a shirt, and pants. but the result is 31 items. So several players wore more than one item, whether it was a shirt and a hat. $31,000 will be added to the the charity revenue as a result of Aloha Friday.
Wow, that is fantastic. Dress for Charity Success. That's awesome. and so I'm so excited about your involvement in our culture, in our islands, and giving back, which is what it's all about here, giving to each other, protecting each other, being a family, a big extended family. And when I heard you on television, and by the way, Bob Bupka did say this at the beginning of the show, you did a great job, Pete, on television yesterday, talking about everything. And you said, we're on our fourth year. And I went, fourth year? It was a five-year commitment. Oh, my goodness. Fourth year. 5 years.
Hey, Danielle.
Yes, Bob.
Just so Pete can hear me, I did get a phone call earlier in the week, and they said to me, Bob, we're hearing such great things about the Century Tournament of Champions. We are contemplating maybe bringing an event to the PGA Tour. What do we have to do to guarantee it be a success? Uh-huh. I said, first, you hire Mark Rolfing. Second, you get Century as your title sponsor. These people, we did not know Century in the golf business 4 years ago, and now you're one of the best allies that the PGA Tour has. And I'm telling you, Pete, you were so good on TV. I hope you don't go, into the TV business and leave the insurance business. You know, leave the announcing to guys like myself. But anyway,
Thank you.
It's just a great, great story. And, boy, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned it's not only Mark, it's his wife, Debbie. I mean, they are the heart and soul of Maui. And I can't say enough of the pride I feel being just a small part of this tournament. My contribution from the cart barn. Wow, I never thought that'd be the highlight of my career, but it certainly is.
Yeah, yeah. As you talk about the Century Tournament of Champions on Talk Sport in the UK. So, Pete, Stephanie, are you talking with the PGA Tour about extending your stay and being a title sponsor?
Well, of course, last year we announced a 10-year extension, did we not?
We did.
Yeah, so we're pretty good for now, but no one at Century envisions a day when we will not be the sponsor of this tournament. I can tell you that.
Wow.
This is a love affair, I would say.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, you'll remember, Danielle, last year, you know, coming up in our third year, we announced a 10-year extension. So it is a love affair, and the tour and the island of Maui, they're stuck with us at least through 2030.
Well, we're very excited that you're stuck with us until 2030 because we love you. And for all the people who were watching television who didn't know about that 10-year extension, I just wanted to give them that sense of security by bringing it up. I also wanted to mention before we close that Century Insurance Foundation has also given $1.7 million to organizations across the country in direct donations to United Way organizations, making contributions in honor of Century's customers, businesses, and those who have adjusted their operations in response to COVID-19. For instance, if somebody has decided, okay, we're going to start producing the personal protection equipment, PPEs, a Century Insurance Foundation made contributions to charities in the name of those companies who pivoted their focus to make those things so desperately needed. I mean, even gloves are hard to find now. Century Insurance making donations, you're awesome. And I just can't tell you how much we appreciate you here and across the country. And I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show in your balmy 20-something degrees.
Well, thank you, Danielle, and Bob and Mark for those kind words.
Yeah, and go ahead.
We will look forward to 2020 when we are all together again in person, enjoying balmy 80-degree temperatures on Maui.
Yes, and Alex Urban is coming up after you, and he's been on the show many times leading up. Yes, and every Saturday, because Ben Crenshaw, through the help of Bob Bupka, has said, hey, this is Ben Crenshaw. Hi, Danielle. And every Saturday morning, we have him say that so that I can say, it's only 19 days until the Century Tournament of Champions. So we love you. Thank you for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you, Danielle and Bob. Mark, good to talk to you. Thank
you. Okay, great. Enjoy the day. It's going to be a great third round.
Can't wait to watch. Yep.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob and, of course, Mark Rolfing and Bob Bupka staying with us. And we're going to bring Alex Urban in to talk to us about just what's happening at Century Tournament of Champions. We've just scratched the surface. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit pgatour.com.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com. For more information, call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Compliant. Flood, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company expert. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Man, I thought that was in the tub. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we are back inside the clubhouse. We've been inside the clubhouse, and we've got Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator. Golf Channel, you've been hearing him. You can listen again today and watch today the beautiful scenes that you'll see during the Century Tournament of Champions at the beautiful Kapalua Golf Resort. NBC Sports, you'll see it on NBC tomorrow. And we also have Bob Bupka in the clubhouse, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, and host In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay, his podcast. We're bringing in Alex Urban, the executive director of Century Tournament of Champions. Let's do a quick check here. First, Mark, are you there?
I am here, Danielle.
If you're listening, we're reading you five by five. Bob.
Five by five.
Hi, Alex Urban, Executive Director of Century Tournament of Champions. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm here.
Yeah, it was really good. Pete McPartland was on just a few minutes ago, and he said, if you haven't had Alex Urban on the show, you should have him, which I thought was a huge, huge compliment to you, sir, and I wanted to pass that on.
Well, I appreciate that. And,
yeah.
And of course, we love Pete and we love Stephanie and, you know, all the support from Century, of course.
Yes, absolutely. So we heard about, $31,000 that was raised for the players wearing something aloha, whether it's a shirt or socks or pants or hat.
Yeah, it was a blast yesterday. We had some guys really go all in. I think Jason Kokrak, you might have been able to see from space.
Yes, it's possible. And Mark Rolfing, were you in aloha attire?
I was. I had a bright pink shirt on. You know, I'm just old enough that I don't qualify for turning a lot of heads. I gave the prize yesterday, actually, to two players that really surprised me, that I thought looked fabulous. One of them was Bryson DeChambeau. His shirt was phenomenal. And the guy that you wouldn't expect to come out and do something like that is Patrick Reed. He had an aloha on his golf shirt, and And I thought DeChambeau and Reed both looked terrific out there. It was just a lot of fun. It gave everybody a lot of energy and just another indication of the things that Century and Alex Urban and the PGA Tour are doing, taking the lead, coming up with ideas like this. It was a great one.
It was.
Well, Danielle, I want to chime in for a sec, too, because Mark did something really cool yesterday as well on social media and was encouraging people to send in their Aloha attire and then made a contribution to the first tee as part of Aloha Friday as well, which I thought was very cool, Mark.
Thank you very much, Alex. It was really easy to do.
We've very got cool. A lot of stuff going on. I mean, Harris English. Did anybody expect to see Harris English at the top of the leaderboard going into moving day?
Yeah, I did. You must not have been watching earlier in the week, Danielle, because he was actually one of my picks. I talked to him all the way back after he qualified for the Tour Championship and became eligible for Century. And, you know, he has had an incredible last few months on the PGA Tour. His record has been phenomenal, trending in the right direction, totally turned his game around. And this is not a surprise to me at all. About English.
No, you know, back in, I think it was, you know, so far along, 2013, I was sitting at an event, PGA Tour event in California, the one that happens right after our Hawaii swing. And somebody were sitting at the table, and the question was, who do you think out of this new crop of guys is going to be? Everybody's saying, Spieth. I said, Harris English. Because, I really loved the way he was playing and what he was doing, and he was coming out on tour. Unfortunately, you know, he didn't flower the way Jordan Spieth did, but now he is. And every golfer seems to come into their own at different stages in their life. I don't know what it is that makes it like that. Any thoughts, Mark?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it says a lot about the person that Harris English is because, you know, there are a lot of guys that if what happened to Harris had happened to them, you would never have seen them again in competitive golf, and they would have found a way to blame everybody but themselves. And one of the things I really like about Harris English is that when times were bad, when he started playing horrible and he couldn't make a cut and he was hitting horrible shots, you never heard Harris English complain. He is not a whiner. He didn't blame everybody else. He owned it himself, got himself a swing coach that helped him turn things around. And I just think his whole attitude about life and the appreciation that he has, for what he does for a living, it's an incredible opportunity that very few people have to play golf for a living. And I think more than anything, it's been his attitude that's kept him going. It reminded me a little bit of Steve Stricker, Alex Urban. You can chime in on this, who disappeared for a while and couldn't do anything. They're the same kind of guys, really.
Didn't Steve Stricker win Comeback Player of the Year like 2 years in a row, Mark?
Yeah, he won it twice.
I think he did. Yeah.
Incredible record.
Yeah, I think that's all well said. And Harris is one of those guys that, there's a handful of guys on tour, in my opinion, that just
have a question.
Aesthetically beautiful swings. And so Harris is one of those guys.
Harris is one of those guys. He has an absolutely beautiful swing, and he does a phenomenal job. When he smiles, it's wonderful to see him. Anything surprised you, Alex? Any one particular player?
I'm not sure if necessarily anything surprised me. I think I was surprised on the first day. With as good of golf as Dustin Johnson has been playing, I think the first day I was surprised to see him get off to a slow start, and then yesterday did exactly what I expected him to do. So it'll be interesting to see him continue to fight to get to the top of the board. This is the kind of golf course where the best players are constantly rising towards the top. You just have to look at our past few champions. And so looking at this leaderboard, it's incredible. You know, maybe the biggest surprise I have is that Hideki Matsuyama has played well here in the past, and I'm just surprised to see him at the bottom of the leaderboard. That's probably my biggest surprise.
And Mark Rolfing said, what's up with Hideki Matsuyama? Mark.
Yeah, I don't know. Really a surprise to me. I'm with Alex on that one. That's the most disappointing performance for sure. It's hard to really tell. You know, this is it's amazing when you look at the schedule that the PGA Tour plays. There are so many tournaments. This is what we're calling the super season coming up, where there's big tournaments, you know, seemingly week after week. This is the only break of the year where they don't play for a couple of weeks. And, you know, maybe Hideki just hasn't reacted totally to that. It's hard for me to say, but, boy, it has been a disappointing performance, because that golf course is one that he should have won here a couple of years ago when Justin Thomas ran him down. I thought it was Matsuyama's tournament to win.
Yeah, exactly. Bob Bubka. Your thoughts? Anybody surprise you?
Well, there's one question that I've been dying to ask, and it has to be directed to Alex. Why in the hell would you take that job, Alex?
It's a tough gig, but somebody's got to do it, Bob.
Well, you do a great job, and, you know, that's what's fascinating about the Century Tournament Champions. You look to the right, and things are done right. You look to the left, things are done right. From the top to the bottom. It's actually, if you want to be honest, it's becoming a training film on how to run a successful PGA Tour event. Of course, you need a golf course like the Plantation as the foundation. And since there is no other one in the world quite like it, that does pose somewhat of a little problem.
Well, I certainly appreciate the kind words, and you know, to have a great tournament, it always helps when everything rows in the same direction. I think that's one of the really nice things we have here, is from the golf course and the incredible location, and you know, there's not a more scenic place on earth than the Plantation course, to our title sponsor, who I would argue and will defend as the best title sponsor on tour, especially for their support of the community and what they've done there. And obviously we were just talking about Aloha Friday and the extra charitable dollars there, but they also gave $250,000 to the food bank this week, just as an additional thing on top of the tournament. It's pretty incredible what they do. And then of course, support from our players, and the support from the media, and it just and our fans, of course, and volunteers, and it just all really helps us row in the same direction and continue to make this event, you know, exactly what it can be, which is an incredibly world-class event hosted here in our little corner of Maui.
Was surprising to me, speaking of spectators, when all of a sudden we didn't see them, but all of a sudden we heard a roar from the crowd, and it was like, wait a minute, where are those people? And you have them on 1 and 18, or where do you have your spectators?
Really just beside the 18th hole in a socially distanced, outdoor-spaced venue, you know, with mandatory masks and health and safety protocols and all that fun stuff to make sure that everyone stays healthy and safe, while also being able to watch a little golf. So it's a limited number of people in there. But it was nice. It was nice. The clip of Xander making that big long putt yesterday. It was nice to have some cheers for that.
Yeah, it was very cool. It came as a surprise. It's like, wow, that is so nice to hear. Yeah.
Danielle, let me chime in here too, because I just want to say that it was really the PGA Tour, I feel like, that came in and saved this tournament. You know, it wasn't that many years ago, Bob will certainly remember, and you do too, Danielle, that I was crying the blues about, well, maybe we ought to change the date, or maybe we ought to change the eligibility format, something like that. And it was primarily because the players were not supporting the event. It was all but left for dead. Everybody was talking about, oh, it's going to leave Hawaii. But it was the PGA Tour that made a commitment to MAP and to this site, basically to have this event and to stick with it. The title sponsor at the time, you know, was a broadcasting company that effectively was a competitor to the Golf Channel. Now think about that. Eric Golf Channel, but it was a competitor. Everything was kind of out of alignment, and it needed the PGA Tour to say, you know what, we want to be there. this is where we should start the year every year. And once they made that commitment, and then they went out and found Century, and everything started falling in place. But it was the PGA Tour, I think, that turned this thing around.
Oh, and I remember our conversations for a long time about exactly that. And yes, infusing the, you know, I don't know, asking players, Alex, were players asked to please go to Maui, to come here, to realize how good the Tournament of Champions can be if they just go and play?
No, I mean, it's, you know, we talk to players pretty regularly. You know, my position before this one was in our media team, so I've built relationships with a lot of guys. So we talk to players and managers regularly, but I think what really helped turn the tide and you know, increase that player support is it was very much driven by two things. You know, one, the sponsor support that we've already talked about. Having stability is a huge thing. So when we were able to say, okay, we have a stable sponsor, one that supports the event and does great things in the community, that does not get lost on people, including the players. But then secondarily, it's been a buy-in from the young core of superstars on the tour. And I actually go back to, and Mark probably remembers this, and maybe you do too, Danielle, but it was maybe 2016 when Jordan Spieth won. And he said something to the effect of, if I ever qualify for this tournament and don't come, I want everyone in this room, which was the press conference room, to call me and tell me I'm an idiot.
Yes, and I remember that very well.
Yeah, and it was, you know, so that kind of, you know, support is felt, and especially from the young core. And I think Justin Thomas said something similar this week of along the lines of, you'll see me and Dustin Johnson at this event forever if we continue to win. And so it's been those young players, that core of young players that support the event. John Rahm is another guy that's really enjoyed his time out here, and they can kind of spread at a grassroots level within the tour, within the membership. Hey, you know, this event is, and you know, obviously it's the Tournament of Champions. So it's a reward. It's, the most beautiful location that we've got on tour. So we don't have to do too hard of a sales pitch. It's not exactly a bad spot, but I think that groundswell support from the players, and then, of course, the sponsor support has really helped make the event flourish the way that it is.
Absolutely, it has. Well, Alex Urban, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you, and we've had many great conversations. Anything you'd like to bring in or bring up, Mark?
No, I want to say to Alex, congrats. You've done an incredible job. It's not easy for a young man like you to relocate and come out to a tiny island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, but you've done it, and you've embraced our community, and our community has returned it and embraced you, and you have really grown into this position. So thanks for all you've done, and just being able to pull off what you have done this year in the middle of this pandemic is really an incredible performance to me.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I appreciate that, Mark, and our team here, myself and Amanda, and then all the support we get from the PGA Tour. You know, it's a full team effort, but we certainly appreciate the kind words. Thank you, sir.
I just want to know when you're going to get married. And
why don't you be a little more blunt, Danielle? Don't candy coat her. Come on.
No. I know he's engaged.
I did recently get engaged. I will, you know, I think we're looking at early 2022, Danielle. I'll make sure to let you know as soon as we finalize it.
And we want to know where so we can send flowers and all the things we're supposed to do.
You got it.
Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for the laugh. That's awesome. Say hi to your wonderful fiance, because she puts up with these early morning calls when I ask you to get up so darn early. Thank you very much.
I will. And good to hear from you too, Bob.
Thanks, Alex. And just to reiterate quickly what Mark said, thank you to the PGA Tour. When they put their mind behind something, they do it, and they do it right. And to see this tournament come back literally from extinction, It is such a great feeling. Can't wait to be back there next year. You people are wonderful.
Awesome. Oh, thank you. We'll see you guys soon.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Flood, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company expert. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, what does spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, and ceiling have in common with termite infestation? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if you leave them alone. What's the answer? Well, with spalling cracks, it's RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks, and they've stopped the leaks. Call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. Don't ignore spalling. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM 864-9520.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I am back with Mark Rolfing, and in the clubhouse, we're bringing in the Kapalua Golf and Tennis General Manager, Troon Golf, Alex Nakajima, Kapalua. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Danielle, how you doing?
Good, good. And we're just, you know, talking. I hope you've been listening to the show because it's all about how fantastic you are, the tournament is, and Century. And all of you working together, Troon doing such a great job with the management of everything, just closing the course, having it completely redone. Mark Rolfing, tell us what you think of the way things have grown in.
Well, you know, I thought it was really good a year ago, but the growth and the plan that Alex Nakajima and Andrew Redmond put together, you know, to get this thing ready, the players are just giving it rave reviews. I've heard three or four guys say it's in the best condition ever. Dustin Johnson said the best condition ever by far, as did Adam Scott. And I think all you have to do is look at the leaderboard and see the quality of players that in the 2 years since this restoration we've had. Last year you had three of the top 12 players in the world in a playoff. And this year, you know, all the best players are rising to the top. And I think that's a real testimony to the job that the whole Troon team accomplished in this restoration. It's not easy. There were two goals. One was to make it, you know, harder for the players in the world and easier for the recreational golfers. That's kind of a conflicting goal, but both were accomplished.
Thanks for saying that, Mark.
From players who come out to the tournament, not, you know, the recreational players, that they find it easier.
it definitely feels like, you know, we have a lot of variety of players visiting the resort. And then, for example, some of the female players, we have few spots that they just couldn't get the ball across. And we were able to accomplish that during the restoration. And we're extremely happy with how the golf course are playing. Definitely, you know, under the 2019 restoration, we had a year to mature the golf course, fine-tune it. Usually we will say this, and I've been talking to Mark Rolfing as well, and Bill Corr and Crenshaw's, but renovation doesn't stop. It doesn't get completed in 1 year. It really takes fine-tuning for years and years to refine it and then to produce how the golf course should play. So we're extremely happy with how the 2020 went. Of course, it was a COVID year, and it's extremely difficult for our operation, but we didn't back off and just kept on, you know, maintaining the golf course for an entire year. So that's what you're seeing it this year during the tournament. It's immaculate shape.
Truly, truly. And maturing is a very good word to use as the root balls take hold. And it's just looking really fantastic on television. And it's the best. It's like Pete McPartland said, he forgot, being on site so many years, how incredibly it just overwhelms the senses watching it on television. You see and you're like, wow, that is spectacular. And it truly is. It's just a wow, that's spectacular. Mark, are you there? Okay, we may have lost Mark. Bob, you're there?
Yeah, I'm back, sorry.
Okay. It's all right. Okay, I just wanted to congratulate Alex Nakajima for the hard work that you've put in throughout this season, this very difficult season, and the huge expansion of Troon this year with the acquisition of Indigo Golf Partners, formerly Billy Casper Golf, which makes Troon the largest golf management company in the world. You now have 630 properties, 18-hole equivalent golf courses, more than three times as many as any other management company, food and beverage, caddy service, tennis management divisions, all expanded. I'm always so impressed about how many of my friends are golfers and tennis players. You know, it's really something. And congratulations to you and to Troon for making that that acquisition.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Our senior leadership team in the corporate office, Scottsdale, and our owners in LA, I believe, you know, they share the story that with Indigo, we always share the similar interests and the same values. We've been friendly competitors throughout the years, but we had the opportunity to merge a golf course and the company. And the scale is incredible, touching 630 plus golf facilities. That is just unheard of around the world. And all the benefits that we will see and feel going forward, it's going to trickle down to the players and then the spectators, you know, all the facility that will enjoy these benefits. You know, anything from procurement to buying a fertilizer, buying equipment, and sharing the resources of agronomy and operations. There's just a tremendous amount of benefits going forward. We're just fine-tuning that right now, and we don't know all the benefits that when these will roll out, but there's significant ideas that the corporate office are thinking about, and we're all excited to be a Troon associate. And we welcome the Indigo Golf Partners as well. So
yeah.
Great year.
Yeah, great year. A great start to the year. Nothing like buying in bulk.
That's right.
Makes management happy. That's wonderful. Bob Bupka is with us as well, as always, during our Century Tournament of Champions show, as is Mark Rolfing. He's with us, and Ben Hongo will be joining us in a few minutes. Anything, Mark or Bob? Bob, what would you like to say?
Well, you know, the fascinating thing about the plantation course, you know, if I go to Maui with some, you know, guys that really love the game and, you know, quite proficient at playing it, and they say to me, we're going to play the plantation today. What kind of golf course is it? I said, brother, you could have maybe one of 50 tests awaiting you. The way it changes with the elements, it's so exciting. I think you could play there every day for a year and never think you played the same golf course twice. And that's really a tribute to Ben Crenshaw and Bill Kaur and the input from Mark and Troon Golf on the job they're doing. I mean, it is an unbelievable piece of property. And if anybody in the world is a true golf nut and you want to have a great experience, you get your butt over to Maui.
Let me chime in on this one, too, because I totally agree with you, Bob. But there are a lot of great golf courses in this world, a lot of beautiful courses and a lot of really good golf experiences. So much of the experience, I think, at Kapalua is with the people and the people that are here. And the job that Alex has done with his associates is just amazing. I watch the players while they're here during the Century Tournament of Champions. I don't any other time of the year see them interact with associates of a golf course the way they do here. The minute they arrive back at Kapalua, they see familiar faces. We have an area up behind the first tee that's pretty unique. It's kind of our cart staging area the rest of the year. But during the tournament, that's where the players and caddies are. And Alex's great team of guys is up there. And it's just a constant interaction between players and caddies and the associates of Troon. And I think that says a lot. That's a big part of the experience for me.
Awesome. Alex Nakajima, general manager, Kapalua Golf and Tennis, a Troon Golf property. Thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Anytime, Danielle. I'd love to be on your show. So thank you.
Thank you. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap up the show of one thought that I really want to get out there about Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson is lurking. And I think Butch Harmon said, you know, Dustin Johnson is the one player, of course he's teaching Dustin, so he would, one player who is more like Tiger than any other player on the PGA Tour. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the island as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit PGATour.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Man, I thought that was in the tub. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf, that is hongogolf.com, teaching professional. He's working out of the Kapalua Golf Academy, 2017 Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, voted Best Teachers in Hawaii by Golf Digest, 2003-2020. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's get everybody in here. Mark.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
And Bob.
Well, my fantasy trip is complete. I'm talking to Ben, and I know he's rooting for Alabama on Monday night.
That is correct. Bob, I miss you. Not the same year without you.
I miss you, buddy, and best of luck in your new venture. I know you're going to be an overwhelming success.
That's awesome.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So did you hear what I mentioned earlier before we went into the commercial break about Butch Harmon talking about Dustin Johnson, who was only four shots back, being the best – more most like Tiger than any of the PGA Tour players. When he's on, and the only difference is that Tiger was on for 20 years, which I thought was like, yeah, that's the only difference. Do you see him coming on strong, Ben?
I really do. I mean, I think... you know, that old saying of, you know, horses for horses. And I think he loves this place, you know, the Plantation course. I think it fits his golf game. It's definitely a golf course where, you know, if you have some power, you can take some advantage of. I think Mark and I were talking a few years ago when Dustin won here. And I think he had mentioned that he had hit, he was hitting, I can't remember exactly what the numbers were, but it was a ridiculous amount of shots inside 100 yards on par fours. And, he can putt when he's on. And when he gets the putter going, it's just scary. I mean, it's kind of, you know, like you said, I mean, it's kind of Tiger-ish.
Tiger-like. Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that some of the attributes that he's got that I think he's probably taken from Tiger is that he has a pretty short memory when it comes to, golf. You think about Dustin's year in 2020, Danielle, it was a crazy year. It was a strange year, just like the year in general. But there was a stretch in the summertime. Where he shot back-to-back 80s in a tournament and missed the cut, obviously. And then the following week shot 78 and WD'd in the second round. And then, you know, within 3 months later, he had won the Masters. He has the water rolls off his back just like a duck. Yesterday, Todd Lewis asked him a question after his round about what he had improved the day before, and he barely could answer it because he almost doesn't even really care. He was already looking forward to today. He has worked way harder on his game than people give him credit for. They tend to have this impression of Dustin that he's laid back, you know, and doesn't really care that much and just is really talented. But he works as hard as any player on the PGA Tour on his game.
Yeah, I think what he's looking forward to is seeing his kids after the game. I mean, I don't think we realize what a dad he is, you know. So he has his whole life, plus he plays golf, and he takes it really serious. But when it's over, it's over. And that's a really good mindset to have. When you're done here, I'm going to my next thing. I'm not going to drag that with me. And if we could, I mean, we'd all be happier people if we could all do that, I think. Bob, what are your thoughts?
Mark's right on the money. Mark is right on the money with Dustin Johnson. He possesses something that you really need in order to perform at the highest level, and that is a bad memory. Dustin Johnson hits a shot, and if it's a poor one, I'd be willing to wager a lot of money before that ball lands, he's forgotten all about it. He's on to the next shot. And then you take other players that may hit a poor shot on the second hole, and on the 10th hole, they're talking about the poor shot that they hit on number two. So Dustin Johnson, he's the best athlete on the PGA Tour. He's got the mindset in that he doesn't let bad shots affect him. He loves the plantation course. I think he's going to be awfully tough to beat this weekend.
A lot of people say that Bryson DeChambeau is the best thing that's happened to golf because everybody's talking about Bryson and what he's doing. Do you agree with that, Ben Hongo?
I think he's certainly, you know, making a little wave on the media side with golf. I think, any type of attraction to the game is great. I think he's bringing a little different dimensions to the game, with his exercise program, his speed program. And, the kids today, high school players, college players, it's getting to the point where the game has become so about the power. I think it's important for kids to able to have some. I mean, I don't think you have to hit the golf ball 350 yards, but I think you have to hit the golf ball, relatively far out there. I think it's kind of cool. I'm a little golf geeky like he is. I like numbers. I like TrackMan numbers and stuff like that. So it's cool to hear players actually take those things in consideration, and I think he's a great example of a person who's really working hard at trying to get to a goal for right now. I guess he's trying to get the ball speed up to 200 miles per hour. So I think it's pretty cool. I'm not sure if the game has to be played that way all the time. I think there's also finesse part of it. So, you have guys like Morikawa that's won the PGA Championship. And, he didn't do it so much with power, even though he is powerful. I think he did it other ways. So, I don't think it's one way or the highway when it comes to the golf game. So,
Danielle, I just want to chime in on the fact that, I think we're getting dangerously close to paying too much attention to how far he's trying to hit it. And yes, he is trying to hit it far, and that is a huge part of what he's doing. But if you look at the U.S. Open, which Bryson DeChambeau won by 6 shots on one of the iconic golf courses in America, Wingfoot, he didn't win the U.S. Open by hitting the ball miles. He didn't win the U.S. Open with his driver. He won the U.S. Open with his wedge and his putter. And I don't want people losing sight of that, and particularly the young people that are out there, just getting into the game and wanting to become better. Watch how much time Bryson DeChambeau spends with his putter and his wedges. He doesn't get credit for it because everybody's talking about how far he hits it. But he is a really good short game player around the greens.
That's great, because it's exactly what happened with Dustin Johnson when he came on. He was long, but everybody said, well, he doesn't have a short game. He can't put it in the hole. Well, he changed that. Bryson, long, now he's working, got his short game, and he can put it in the hole, and he can win tournaments, and that is the bottom line. I can't believe how fast this show has gone today, as it always does, talking with you wonderful people. Gentlemen, I love you. Mark Rolfing, Ben Hongo, Bob Bupka, a final thought. Do it like in 30 seconds.
Well, I finally stopped crying, so I can't wait for next year when I go down that runway into the court barn and find Mark Rolfing sitting there, and then Ben Hongo joining us later on in the show. And once again, Danielle, your tribute to golf shows around the country. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're going to do this again. Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf. That's hongogolf.com. Find him. He's a great guy, a great teaching professional, and he's working out of Kapalua Golf Academy. And we're going to listen to you. Tell us when you're going to be on today. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel.
Well, we're on the air at 1 o'clock live, so 4 hours of live primetime golf from the Plantation, and then I'll be on Golf Central down on the first tee afterwards. I think it's going to be a great, third round. We're talking about a few players. We've talked about English. We've talked about DeChambeau. Talked about Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas. There are a lot of guys that could still win this tournament. And don't forget about Patrick Reed.
Ooh.
I feel like he's won here before. He's second. I thought it was kind of his tournament to win last year in a lot of ways. I've still got my eye on Patrick Reed.
Awesome. Okay, I got to thank the people who make this show possible. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. Mark Rolfing, Ben Hongo, Bob Bupka, and thank you to our wonderful sponsors, Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf, double-deck driving range, top tracer at each station, socially distanced on the covered range. It's covered, so rain or shine, get out to Bayview. It's a fun course to be at, or the perfect team-building experience with an outing or a tournament at Bayview. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale continues until the store is empty, and today, everything Husqvarna must go. It's the Aloha Power Husqvarna closeout sale, 20 to 30% off. That's at the Sand Island store. Hey, what's worse than living with constant pain? You know, just not doing anything about it because you're afraid to go see the doctor? Well, I see, and this guy is really cool. His name is Dr. Jonathan Carlson. 452-1379, the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic in Kailua. Whether, if flood or fire, no one wants it to happen. When it does, you're in shock. So have this number on your refrigerator. The number is 528-3434. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service, plus their licensed contractors. So they can help you clean up and then figure out what might have to be done afterwards. And yes, what does spalling, cracks in your cement, have in common with termites? Well, both get worse. If you leave them alone, you can't ignore it. It's really serious, okay? I mean, lanai have fallen off because of it. And so people can get hurt. Call Richard Mulgram, 864-9520. RCM Construction uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM 864-9520. You can always listen to the show at radiogolfclub.com, and that's where the podcast is, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2021. Only 101.1.
views and expressions voiced on this paid programming do not necessarily reflect those of HOYE Media. The following is a paid advertisement by Purity Products. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Jason.